This simple wooden table in the dining room where we break bread, share our lives, welcome friends and family. It gives us so much more. Others see its smooth, broad top, strong legs, a place to feast, work, and pray. But it serves as another kind of altar. Submission as tribute. Shadows and light outline the table, its top cleared of routine utensils, and in their place, offerings, large throw pillows ceremonially stacked, cuffs of leather and steel for wrists and ankles, thick red cotton rope, clips and ties, clothes. My nipples are hard, face flushed, breath quickened, all before I drop my clothes and wait for your next word. Caller, I take it from the table and kneel between your legs, hands on your naked thigh. I accept the collar to you, naked and eager to begin. You grip the arms of the chair. I slowly take in all of you, ensuring my tongue strokes the length of your tongue. Balancing my palms on your thighs, you force my head down further, allowing my lips to touch your tightening balls. I feel you grow more rigid. Stop. You have more plans for your cock. On your back, I step onto the chair and lay back on the table. Stretched across four pillows, two stacked under my hips to lift and expose me. Arms. Instinctively, I lift my wrists above my head, accepting soft leather restraints. Legs. I stare at the light, dancing on the ceiling. I am drenched before the last cuff is secured. First, my arms are secured, pulled tightly to the sides, joined by black and red carabiners. Two ropes snaked around the table legs. Then my legs are spread wide and fixed, my wet pussy parting slightly. Your fingers under my chin. Head up, look forward. Fingertips traced down my neck. Focus only on the sensation. Lingering over an erect nipple. Eyes on the ceiling. Close them if you must. Fingers tracing down my body as you circle the table and take in my form. Lips, neck, breasts, waist. Inner thighs to my feet. Then slowly back up. You whisper, let go. Simultaneous kisses. Tongue touch trace my entire body. Circling the table. Kisses and tongue returning up my neck. How much more until you come for me? I give in to these sensations. I feel everything at once. You circle my body over and over. Passion radiates through my nipples, my pussy, my mind without being directly touched. My breathings, my body on fire, straining against the rope, on edge. So close. One more. through my breathing. I sense you standing behind me, watching me, lost in this. Slowly, your fingers trace down to my nipples. Gentle circles at first, ignite fire of contractions in my pussy. Gradually increasing pressure in my nipples, between your thumbs and forefingers, sending pulses through my body. I feel your hard cock against my cheek. I arch my back and moan. You allow your mouth to taste one nipple, working the other with your fingers, hard between your lip and tongue, teasing with your teeth, moving around the table to taste the other, closer and closer, struggling, moaning, writhing. What will push me over the edge? I noted the black clothesprints laid out with tributes, stinging intense pleasure as they are applied. Your hands are now free. You whisper, "Hunt for me now." The tip of your tongue mixed with kisses trace around my body. Your fingertips caress me. I am completely consumed by fire. Arch, moon, strain, and come. Takes very little, actually, to coax and disperse orgasm. A slow build to trust, to lose myself all, to give my mind and body over to it. Waves of climax wash between nipples and pussy radiate from my mind to my body, losing all sense of space and time. We share this moment together, suspended in this overflow of pleasure. Clothespins released from my nipples send a shock of pain and pleasure through my body as blood rushes to fill your budding hardness. Lost in a trance of pleasure, I gradually become aware of you kneeling between my legs, hands on my thighs. You lean in, kissing upwards, allowing the tip of your tongue to graze my skin towards untouched wetness. Anticipation tightens my pussy. I am on the edge again, awaiting that first touch. It does not disappoint, tracing the outline of my wetness. Sends a wave of orgasm over my body. Your tongue moves to my clit, aching to be touched. I arch my hips, offering you the sweetest spot. I immediately orgasm again, feeling every movement of your tongue. I have so much more in me. You reach up to work my nipples, hard and fast, matching my clit between your lips and tongue. A quick inhale, holding my breath, and then I explode again in orgasm. You plunge your tongue deep into my pussy, tasting every drop of my glistening cum. It's all yours, all of it, every drop. The walls of my pussy contract over and over, coming hard, rewarding you with my juices. You lean back on your knees, to admire my passion. My legs shake at the touch of your hands. A convulsive pleasure consumes my body, still riding out my orgasm. Oh. Your reach to my ankles goes unnoticed. My legs are free, but I don't care. I will soon. I'm saving the strongest for last. I just don't know it yet. You will bring it out of me. It will be mind-bending. First your cock so very slow to reignite waves of pleasure. And so very hard. Harder still. As we both come from the depths of our soul. Over. I hear the command, but I am locked in a gasp. Ass up. You turn and lift me at the ankles as I leverage the rope for support. Show it to me. I spread my knees and arch my pussy to you. Say it. Your fingers run down my curves as I bite my lip and bury my face. Fuck me. I moan softly, twisted over each other. My hands grip the rope tightly. Please fuck me. Your hands trace to my hips as you pull me onto your cock. Again, your cock is buried deep inside me. My pussy contracts at your command. Fuck. Please fuck me. Your tight balls graze my wet clothes as you keep your cock in my deep embrace. You lean into me, chest against my back, your breath warm on my neck. Deeper still, so deep. Your reach sliding past my hip to my sweetest spot. You feel my wetness around the base of your cock. You know just one finger, one light touch will set me off. You take your time inching towards my clit, feeling my every response. Say it. Oh, you grind your cock in slow, agonizing circles. And the fingers lingering so close. Fuck me. I breathe out, arching, making sure your cock reaches the depths of me. Again. I sense your cock growing harder, more desperate, aching for me. Fuck me. Fuck me harder. That's your trigger. Harder! You grind deeper and begin to touch. A wave pulse from my clit, through my mind to my pussy. Contractions around your cock quicken and squeeze tight. I am coming for you. I arch my pussy back onto you, fucking your cock quick and hard, and coming over and over. Just a momentary touch onto my clit, and some waves of orgasm. This is not the last, though. I grip the ropes as you take hold of my hips, the length of your cock gliding fast and hard, fast and hard and deep. Say it, you demand. You match your thrusts with my words. Each thrust of your cock shocks my body. Fuck me harder. Fuck me harder. Fuck me. Fuck me harder. And you do. You do. Fuck me hard. We let go of any pretense. Losing ourselves in this animalistic urgency. Neither of us will give in. It's so raw, so hard, so base. Despite this primal drive, our orgasm is slow to build. It's so deep, so powerful. Fuck me harder! I won't ever remember screaming this. Fuck me harder! You are lost in frenzy, slapping, fucking, breathing. You are lost. And I love this. I love getting all of you. This final crescendo crashes through our bodies, driving an orgasm deep between us, from your balls through my being. Shaking, coming over and over. There is no beginning and end. I bear down hard on your cock. Your pulses coming, giving me every drop. I take it all and the rest of my pussy coming with you. Our bodies take over, breathing, gasping, coming. You dig your fingers into my hips and thrust harder. I take your load one more time. Fuck my grip on your car. As we come together again, I meet every final thrust. Simple table with sturdy wood top and legs holds our secrets like a sacred altar. It accepts our love and transforms it into passion. Where others might see famine, simply giving over and submission, we feast on the essence of each other and create a stronger bond. It is a stage. We are the players. The chairs and legs serve as the audience to our play. We give each other every fantasy, every need, every desire on this simple table.